Hello, this is FFBU, Fitness Foundry Better You Podcast. I'm your girl, Jasmine Stower.
This is Cam.
It is November 18th.
That's right.
On a Thursday, 2021, and it is cold outside. It feels like the middle of December, yeah. And I ain't having it right now.
Had some snow flurries today.
Yeah.
Nothing stuck to the ground, but, you know.
Yeah, but it definitely changed the weather, the temperature.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, your wife, I love the winter. I love the cold. And it just hit me like a ton of bricks today.
Like, especially because of yesterday, too. Because yesterday was, like, kind of decent.
I know.
Because I remember, I'm pretty sure it was yesterday where I was telling you, I was like, it kind of almost feels like spring.
Yes.
Where, like, it's kind of...
See, you got me comfortable.
I don't know. It was a weird feeling day. And then today was like, hey, you want to get punched in the face? Here you go.
You're exactly right. Because yesterday it was beautiful. Mm-hmm. It was beautiful. Nice fall weather.
Well, and I guess I heard this weekend is supposed to be up to like maybe like the low 50s, which, you know.
What is going
heat
on?
Heat wave.
Mother Nature all over the place. But it was still a great day today. This past week has been super busy at the Fitness Foundry. Beginning of March, we started our 50% off all personal training.
Beginning of November.
I said March, didn't I?
Yeah, you said March.
Jeez, where am I?
I don't know.
I'm everywhere. I'm telling you, and this is what I'm
because I said that day was like spring.
Yesterday. Right, and I'm like March.
You're like, ugh. Easter.
So, beginning of November, we started our 50% off personal training on all packages. So, let me give you an idea. For 5 weeks, 2 times a week, that's 10 trainings. You get an extra training for free. You get a free fitness consultation assessment. Okay, that's $400. Okay? And that's at 30 minutes per session. We have 30 minutes, 45 an hour sessions. You can go longer if you want. It's up to you. And I'll adjust to that, what you want. That's $400. The 7 weeks, if you're going to come 2 times a week at 45 minutes per session, that starts at $50 per session. Okay, that's getting you 14 personal training sessions, extra free training for free, and then free fitness consultation. What's that, $750? $750, right? Should be $750 or $720, something like that. Okay. Everything is half off all packages. Okay.
So that 400 is now
200. Okay. And then for more trainings for your buck, because you can get 7 weeks for total 15 trainings. You got that free training and that's only 350. That's less than the first package. So everyone's been flocking to it and that's awesome. We've been blessed to be able to help people through health and wellness. So keep it coming, baby. Keep it coming. That leads me to me messing up. Because this entire week, I think the last 2 days, yesterday and today, I overbooked my trainings. Okay? And I don't see how I did that. But, you know, I mess up. You know, I'm not perfect. But I made it work. I have some great clients, okay? Two of them were able to work together, help me, you know, they allowed me to train them together. And also, that's a free training for them, even though they said they didn't want a free one. But it's free. And they crushed it. Everybody's crushing it. And they're excited, and they see the potential. I see it in them, and that's why they're coming. So, continue to come. Remember, 50% off to the end of November. We have some good deals coming also in December. Okay, we want to spread a little holiday cheer. So stay tuned for that. First, we always start our podcast, and we always say this, but we never started with that. We always ramble for a little bit. Okay, it's been 4 minutes, so we've been rambling for 4 minutes. we always start our podcast with a quote. Okay, and I posted this 3 days ago on the Fitness Foundry Facebook page at Fitness Foundry Galena. Okay, and it states, you're not going to master the rest of your life in one day. Just relax, master the day, than just keep doing that every day. Like, again, you're not going to master the rest of your life in one day. Just relax, master the day, then just keep doing that every day. I love that. People love that too.
Right on.
I love
and
it.
Your, can I suggest that I'm thinking that when they're saying to master your day, it's subjective to oneself.
Yeah.
Because mastering my day is different than you mastering.
Yes,
your day.
It's personal.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Now dig into that, baby.
It's not like everyone has the same goals, you know?
That's right.
Like some people, mastering their day might be, you know what? I got up and I got pants on today.
That's right.
That's a good day. And for other people, mastering their day might be, I got up, I ran a marathon, and then I made a big bowl or a big pot of chili. And then, you know, I watched Thursday Night Football. And then, hey, what do you know? I hit on the same game parlay, whatever else. You know, it's like, man, that's somebody else mastering. You know,
man.
So it's all subjective. It's all relative.
Yep, to oneself, right? To oneself,
right.
Because when you started off saying that, you said, for example, being subjective. Oh, I just I got up out of bed. I put on my pants.
Right.
Listen, let me tell you something. Okay, I've been talking about mental health.
Mm-hmm.
On our page.
Yeah, and that's why I said
that.
That
is awesome because when I was going through what I went through, mm-hmm. dealing with depression and anxiety and just struggling, it was hard to do what you just said.
Right.
You know, and sometimes that only just doing that made me feel better.
And then, you know, like on other things we've talked about as well, like mastering your day is then just. It's ever evolving.
Yes.
Because, you know, so like if, you know, today if mastering your day was you got up and you were able to put on pants. Okay. So tomorrow you're able to get up, put on pants and a shirt.
Mm-hmm.
That's mastering
mm-hmm.
your day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then maybe the next day it's, you know, getting up, doing all those things and being able to walk down to the store and buy some groceries. You know,
yes.
It all depends on, you know, your own self and all that, however you interpret that, you know, and everything. So it's kind of,
awesome.
It's kind of
cool. I love it. So using that quote to go into something else,
like fitness, right? Master your day with your goals, like just continue. So my goal is to continue to stay consistent, okay? I've been on and off with my two-a-days, and that's okay because I know my body's like, all right, you just can't continue to work out and not fuel me. You know, you got to fuel me. You got to give me something to work with, right? So making sure that I eat, which is I don't master that every single day. Let's be honest. Most days we only eat once a day and I try to snack on different things and also have my protein shake. Mm-hmm. So I know when I hit two-a-days, I'm eating more protein and I'm giving my body my macros that it needs. I'm trying, you know, and I'm going to be honest. All our listeners, I don't master that every single day. Like that's very hard for me, but I'm trying.
But
you
have a solution to master that.
I do.
So part of the thing here too is I have been doing basically intermittent fasting
since
2012. You know,
mm-hmm.
just like forever. And Jasmine's only recently kind of done it because of me, and you know her body doesn't really respond real well to that only eating once a day kind of thing or whatever. So
well, I wouldn't say it didn't respond well because I did lose.
Weight,
but it's not.
It's not good for you because
right.
you need like smaller portions of energy.
Yeah,
throughout the day, I'm just kind of like, you know, after I work out, I'll have like just basically water and like, you know, maybe a protein or whatever else.
Yeah.
And then that's it. And then it's just like, all right, well, I'm good until dinner and then
right.
eat like a horse. But
yeah,
you know,
you do have to tell Cameron, what are you doing in the kitchen? Because you get quiet, but I can hear bags. I can hear ruffling of stuff. I can hear opening a peanut butter and a spoon. Like, I got some, I have good hearing. And, I'm just eating some peanut butter, a scoop of peanut butter. I'm like, okay, now come back in here and sit down, because he'll stay in there until I say something.
Oh, so, yeah, I can eat a whole jar of peanut butter.
That's crazy. Probably. It's good, but though,
only,
but not.
Only if it's the crunchy, yep, crunchy kind, though.
The crunchy, not the creamy. You don't hate, you hate, man, that.
We remember that a while ago. Like, yeah, we got those creamy peanut butter ones, and it just sat there. No, the only thing that was worse than the creamy peanut Sam's butter is when we were living in Minnesota, we went to Costco, and Jasmine was like, get this almond butter. So I got this almond butter.
It's great. Creamy
almond butter. It was the worst thing I'd ever had in my life. It was like eating almond flavored sand.
Get out of here.
And like to tell you how bad, the dogs wouldn't even eat it. I mean, I tried to give it to Juicy and Zena, and they looked like Juicy licked it, and she looked at me and she was like, nah, dude.
Dude, because they're bougie and just spoiled. That's why.
No.
They won't even eat lettuce. Like,
well, they're not gonna eat lettuce.
Well, Zara does.
Well, okay, well, Zara will eat anything.
She'll eat anything, let's be honest. Anything in the house, except for poles. Like, why? She won't eat that, but she'll eat anything else. But that was good. My friend, the big dog, Screech, Justin Simeon, from ENG Barbell. Remember, they were on the podcast a few episodes ago. Actually, a lot of episodes ago. Oh, yeah, they were on there. They got to come here.
We were on there.
Yeah, they're supposed to come here soon, so just stay tuned for that. But he put me on that, and it was helpful for sure. I know when I started when I was in undergrad and me and him were training together, I would have, in the morning, he had me on a strict diet, okay, a strict macro, you know, you eat this and this only, you know, and we would work out every single day, and it would be like two-hour workouts, and I did really good. I was toned. I was super toned. I'm going to get back to that. In the morning, I would have, because I had a AMP class at like 7:30 in the morning, which every person dreaded that, but I actually liked it because I got it and I understood it and it was fun to me. But I had that, and I would put oatmeal. I would cook it, especially it's 7:30 in the morning. Listen, I already don't want to go that early. I don't want to get up that early, but I have to because my life depends on it, basically. He told me, get you some almonds, put it in a cup, in a blender bottle, and put some almond silk milk in it. And that's what I ate. That's what I ate, and it was pretty good. Like, it was pretty good, and it was healthy, and I had energy, and we trained hard. But so shout out to him. I love you, dude. So let's talk about more mastering fitness, okay? So how do you master, because you can't, like you said, the quote said, you can't master everything in a freaking day. You take it day by day, master what you have to do in that day, and just continue to do that. Be consistent. All about consistency. So relating to fitness, Cameron, how do you master one day? I know you're on a different routine now, and it's freaking cool. And if I knew more about it, like, then I would do it. And I will make jokes about it because it's cool and I know what I'm talking about, but I don't. So tell everybody how you master just one day of getting through your fitness routine and staying focused in that. And stop scratching your feet, man.
Sorry, my foot was itching. It was killing me. Yeah, I would say so. Mastering your fitness routine or
yours,
fitness routine or whatever. So basically recently I've kind of just gotten kind of like bored of doing like, different barbell stuff or, you know, like bench press, like just like all the workouts that you've been doing like your whole life, you know?
Yeah.
So recently I've started doing stuff that's more like, it's still like heavy lifting, but it's more of like kind of some stuff I used to do when I was like deployed to Iraq or whatever. We would do there and stuff that were kind of more like MMA sort of workouts or whatever, where for like weightlifting or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I just kind of change them into my own thing.
always change stuff into your own thing.
I'm doing this new thing now because I was like, all right, well, how can I make this fun and everything else? And, you know, kind of like try and do some weird stuff with it and, you know, see where it gets me. And so I'm starting this new thing. It's called the Z Fighter training series or whatever. So basically I'm a big nerd and, yeah, you know, growing up, like, Dragon Ball Z was one of my favorite shows ever. And I still do I'll make Jasmine watch it. Like, I'm like, oh yeah.
It's not better than Pokemon, but continue.
In Dragon Ball Z, you know, of course they're always fighting and, like, you know, they're all in great shape or whatever else. So I'm just like making workouts that would be like kind of stuff like, you know, well, this is what you'd have to do if you wanted to be like Goku and stuff like that, just to have fun with it. And, yeah, so I'm just like, I'm kind of just making it up on the fly right now. But like what I did the other day was basically, like for chest, I just did, you get like the landmine bar, you know?
Yep.
And you put like a plate on it or however much weight
you put on it.
My first time doing it, I just put, 2 45-pound plates on there. And then I just go with each arm. I do like it's almost like a standing like incline press almost, you know?
Yeah, so it's an incline press.
Yeah. So you do that with on both sides with each arm.
Okay.
And then you do the center for 10.
So you do, left, right, 45 pounds each. You do, what's that? 90. You do 95 pounds plus the barbell. So
yeah, but it's you're pushing at an angle, you know?
Right, so it's not quite as hard. Let's just go 90, right? 90 left, 90 right, in the middle, 90.
Yep, and then middle you're pressing it with both your
arms together.
And so I did that, like, you do that, so I do that, and then after each set of those, then you do, I did the ab roller for like 15 reps.
Gosh.
And then as soon as you're done doing the ab roller, like, you don't break. You get done with the ab roller, get right up, and you start doing the next set on the landmine bar.
Okay.
And I think I did like 7 of those.
So you're doing more of a HIIT type thing.
Kind of. It's
high intensity interval training. So you're not.
In a sense, but it's more like heavy lifting though too.
Right.
It's kind of, you know what I mean?
HIIT with heavy weights.
Sort, but it's like low intensity HIIT. Like,
okay.
It's like lit.
You're so silly. Lit, baby. It's the lit hit. Good job,
or,
man.
Like, list.
List? What's that? Or dude, acronym. What's
licit.
It?
Or no. I don't know. I was going to say, like, low intensity, high weight interval training.
You silly. Oh, look. Jay Sherman just entered the gym. He was one of my clients. Awesome, awesome guy. I love that he's continuing to come. I actually just signed up his daughter, actually, Laura. Her and her mom own Indulge Day Spa here in Galena.
Right.
And I'm gonna go over there because I would love a massage. You know, I want to relax sometimes. So they own that place. Y'all check it out. Google it, Indulge Day Spa. Awesome place, awesome owners. I just signed up her daughter the other day, and she had her first personal training session last night. And she did awesome. She don't think she did because she told me, but she did awesome. Listen, master the damn day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Master the day. She mastered the day.
Right on.
Okay, so shout out to them. Shout out to Jay. I see him in the gym. I was just checking on the cameras here. Good job, Jay. I know he listened to the podcast. But so you got your super science workout.
So I haven't explained it. So that was just like an example of my first
workout
with it. Yeah, and then I did just heavy squats on my leg day, kind of. But then I put in some other stuff with it, too.
How heavy are you going to squats? We're going to go deep into this.
I only did 385 because I'm not like, you know.
Okay.
You know, I was just
You're not like what?
Come on. I don't know. I'm not to where I want to be quite yet, you know.
Okay. What's your heaviest squat?
My heaviest?
PR.
Like, see, I've never done like, I'm always like weirded out by doing like a one rep max. So like whenever I was in the army, I'd always try and do like, what's the most weight I can do like two reps of?
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
So.
Okay. Well, you look nice. Your legs are nice. Yeah. Your upper body is nice. Yes. Your head's nice.
I suppose.
Everything's nice. I suppose. Cameron's just so humble. I love it. I love it.
Anyway, so back to my Z Fighter workout series that I'm doing here. I'm going to try and keep track of it because, like I said, I'm just kind of doing it on the fly or whatever. But it's going to be like a couple different phases. So right now what I am in, it's following like the Dragon Ball Z series. This would be like before Vegeta comes to Earth. So this is where I'm going to go and I'm going to train to be able to do the Kaioken technique.
I'm so lost.
You know, and then the next one will be like, you know, when I have to go to Planet Namek to save the Namekians from Frieza. And that'll be my training to help me achieve Super Saiyan.
Okay.
You know, and it just progresses from there.
Super Saiyan, what? That must be the highest level of
beast? So you got, you got Super Saiyan.
Mm-hmm.
You got Super Saiyan 2, which I believe it's just called an Ascended Saiyan.
Yeah, that's what Matt said on the post.
Yeah, like a Super Ascended Saiyan or something.
Shout out to Matt. We love you guys.
And then... Yeah, for sure. Oh, he was telling me about these pants that you can get have like they have like resistance bands or whatever in them.
Oh yeah, you showed
like,
me.
He said like they're awesome for like doing, they like make doing squats and stuff harder. So like I think I'm gonna get a pair of those too. But then he sent me this other one that I showed you that was like it's like a boxing thing where like you can hook up like wristbands and like ankle bands or whatever to.
Oh, that was
like
the one.
Like it has like resistance bands on it and stuff. And it's kind of like for like training boxers and stuff, but it's kind of like the same thing. And I was like, oh, that's cool. I'm like, I bet I can use that too. So I got all, he gave me all sorts of ideas for it. So I was like, cool. Oh, right on.
Shout out to Matt and Karen. The baby is on their way. Yeah. I'm sure because she was about 7 months, a month or two ago.
Yeah. Cause remember I think she's supposed to, or they're,
December. December 25th.
Yeah, they said
Christmas Day.
They were going to have a Christmas baby. Or something like that.
So let me guess. When do you think the baby's going to come? Because I was the closest to anybody. So my sister just had her baby last week. Congratulations, baby Eleanor Rose Shuey. She is awesome. Like, she's... Oh, God. She's like the perfect little thing. So my sister... She was so preeclampsia, protein is in your blood, okay? They want to get the baby out fast, and that's what happened. So she called us and told us everything, and they told her that at like 6 p.m., okay? Knowing my sister, I knew she wasn't going to the hospital right away, which is crazy, but you know. So she showed up to the hospital, her and her husband, at 3 a.m. that morning, the next morning, okay? And she was already 3 centimeters dilated, and then she went to sleep. they wanted to induce her, but they didn't do it yet. Baby was good. Candace is good. My sister's good. The husband's good. And they started to induce her. First she slept. She was 3 centimeters dilated when you got there. Of course, you got to be 9, and she slept until she was about 7 centimeters. Which is crazy because I wish I'm just praying as soon as we get pregnant, I hope I'm the same way. Like it, as far as sure, I'll sleep to 7-8 centimeters dilated. I hope I can do that. But she said they were pretty tired getting ready for the baby. They were actually planning for a home birth, and so they weren't really prepared for any of that. Okay, so, well, she slept to 7 centimeters dilated, woke up,
after a while, you know, she was feeling the pain. And at the time, my husband, my brother-in-law, her husband, my mother is in the room with her, you know, just coaching her and having her stay positive. She said afterwards, the pain, she was like, it was just like, you know, her menstrual. She has like bad menstrual cramps, and it was just like that intensified, you know. And she didn't want to do an epidural. She didn't want to be in the hospital, you know, but they, you know, she had to do it, you know. When it, when the baby's ready, the baby's gonna come out, you know. So she delivered the baby. The baby is a healthy, pretty baby. It's a girl, of course. And she's just the sweetest thing. And I just, I'm just praying for blessings and just the healthy mom, healthy baby, and just more blessings, healthy dad, to her entire family. Of course I'm in it. And her side of the family and Doug's side of the family. She is just a beautiful baby. I wish you all could see her. But of course she won't allow me to post pictures of her baby. And Cameron thought that that was just great. But I know our baby is going to be just a gorgeous baby. So why can't I just
on Facebook or Meta or whatever that,
you know, and he's right. He's right to an extent.
Like, oh yeah, they get their baby.
Oh my God.
Man, you're about to get punched.
You know, the world we live in, I guess you got to deal with that. So, yeah. So she's gorgeous, man. And she came out 6 pounds, 8 ounces. She is beautiful. She's a beautiful baby. And mommy, daddy, and baby are doing well. So blessings. I'm an auntie. Finally. And now I'm ready. Let's go, Cameron. Let's go. Probably. So we're not going to go there. We're not even going to state
what.
All right. Next topic of conversation.
Well, it's about to be time for that, so we might as well run through some sports chit chat.
Wait. Before we get to sports, let's talk about the fitness family first. Okay, what we got going on, Cam, now for the month? Okay, well, what's going on after that?
So, price personal training.
Yeah.
We're going on the month of December.
Yep. See, look. We have gotten so many membership signups and PT signups. Okay, we're running out of key fobs. Okay, right now, I ordered a day ago. I ordered more key fobs. Okay, it's winter. More people are starting to come into the gym. It's getting cold. You can still run outside. That's fine. But of course, make sure you're bundled up and take care of yourself. But a lot of people are coming into the gym to sign up. And that's awesome. We welcome you. Keep coming. We will have more key fobs. They should be delivered tomorrow for people that are coming in. We have about 3 left. And this is our 3rd order of 80 key fobs. Okay, so God is good. He's blessing us. And we're happy to spread the love and bless other people through health and wellness. Okay, so keep signing up. Keep coming. Keep pushing toward those goals. Our category for the next few months is for fall is fit for fall. Okay, so first we had October Spooktacular, Fittacular,
the Spooktober.
Yeah, so that was a 30-day challenge.
And then this is fit for fall. What's your December?
I haven't gotten there yet.
Your winter time,
but it's gonna be great though. Of course, with your help, because I'm not that creative.
Walking in a fitness wonderland.
Oh, you're dope. I love you. God, I would have never said that. Remember that. I'll just record this. No, it's on here now, so it's good. Oh, shout out to Cameron.
Hopefully we don't get a copyright for that. Yeah.
I know, right? We got to make sure.
You probably. I don't know.
That's dope. So
just making stuff up.
And it works. So shout out to everyone that has signed up for PT and coming in for a membership. We appreciate you all. We try to give you the best. So, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So, before we get to sports, let's talk about Black Friday, babe. We don't have too much time left because sports
is... Be safe out there, folks. Be safe out there.
Cameron about to ramble, bro.
No, you can go on YouTube and, like, you see these people and like, okay, and it's not a new thing either, right?
And it's not a sale. This thing's been going on
since, like, I was a kid. Remember them Tickle Me Elmo?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
it's a stuffed animal.
That's
so silly. Like, come on.
Oh my god, that was cute, dude. Okay, come on now.
I'm not gonna assault someone in a store. I'm gonna go to Walmart and be like, "Come out."
I'm gonna play devil's advocate. Come on, here. My son, my firstborn son, wants this Tickle Me Elmo.
Like, come on now.
Like, Elmo-less.
You're just ridiculous. These Beanie Babies gonna be worth millions. No, they're not. They're not.
I'm gonna look that up.
They make a billion of these Beanie Babies.
You know? Like, oh no. My gosh.
And then, like, it's just like, I don't know, like, and now it's like, it's crazy because, like,
it's crazy. Like, it's, you see the, like, you go there now and it's like the stores are setting up for, like, they're like, we, like, it's like a horde of Vikings. Is coming onto the shores of England, and so they're just like, just get all the stuff out, and you know, let them pillage everything, and then they'll leave us alone. Like, oh my god, like, I gotta have the happiest Christmas ever. It's like, well, you better just calm yourself. Like, I'm just telling you, everybody, stay safe out there. You know, there's some people out there that are really aggressive about, you know, making sure really that their aggressive family has the best Christmas out there.
Don't stress yourself out.
Yeah, don't stress like, yourself out. You know, just don't remember, get into balls. Like, you know, it's not going to be, you know, it's not going to be your kid's last Christmas. Look, they're going to have many more Christmases, and, you know, it'll be great. Or, remember, you know, maybe it's not even, maybe it's Hanukkah or.
Yeah, whatever you celebrate.
Whatever you celebrate, you know.
Be safe, have fun. Remember, the most important part
Festivus.
Is. The most important part is being with family and being able to spend that time with family, because you just never know. You never know these days, especially now. So you never know. It's when I was a kid, it was about gifts. Like, my father just spoiled us with gifts every Christmas. I didn't know which one to choose from, you know, and slowly he got out of that. And I'm just like, what the heck is going on? But until you know, adults, we have no excuse. You know, and parents raising those adults, and I don't have children, and I don't want to tell you how to raise your children, but, you know, I'm gonna leave that alone.
So here's where I'll put it, right? I'm just gonna be real about this. When I was a little kid, Santa Claus came and took toys back.
Yeah, he sure did.
Why? Because I came down on Christmas morning, and I was like, and I walked up to my dad, and I was like, Santa Claus didn't, or no, I was like, Santa Claus didn't really bring what we wanted. And he was like, well, okay, well, just maybe he brought you some cool stuff. And then we were in the living room, and my mom got us, you know, well, Santa Claus got us, like, not Legos, but, like, the Mega Block kind of thing, like, or, like, the off-brand of Lego.
Yeah.
Because she was like, oh, I can get you guys, like, way, way more of them. So, like, me and my brother are sitting there trying to put them together, and, like, they won't go together or nothing else, you know. So I'm just like, I'm like, these are shit. And I just throw them. You know. So Santa Claus heard that from afar. And then the next morning, woke up, went downstairs. I'm like, well, I guess I'll go play with these toys. They're better than no toys, you know. They were gone. You know? So I think it's a thing. It's like,
Jim Stoller took them away.
I think it was a lesson in gratefulness, you know. Yes. Like, be grateful for what you actually, you know, because
some kids don't get nothing,
you know. Nothing, so there you go.
You know, some kid, and that happens all the time, you know. I think, you know, people that get stuff, they, you know, they're privileged. Listen, that is a privilege.
Okay? Right.
Especially now with the economy and everything that's going on, it's a privilege, you know, to be able to for your parents
and other family members to be able to get those things for you. So, main thing, let's remember to be grateful. Okay, the most important part is spending time with family because material things go away. Like, I don't remember. I remember the stuff that I had. Do I have it now? No. Do I care? No. Do I have my parents? Yes. Do I cherish them? Yes. My family, my friends. You know, so just remember, you know, it's the most important part. You know, it's being with family and friends and being able to laugh and enjoy each other's company. I know for kids, though, they're about presents, but there's just a way you go about it. You know, kids are expecting presents, and that's okay. That's all right. You know, but, you know, I'm not going to sit here and tell you how to run your homes. But parents know. So just make sure that's amplified.
The only thing about it is on Black Friday. If it comes to like you have to go to blows or like, you know, doing something wrong to another person to get your child, it's like, you know what, little Billy or Susie, you're just gonna have to handle some disappointment this year because dad's not about to get in a boxing match in Walmart.
Or look, if it was that important, you know. Man, you know, online, the internet is a magical thing, you know? We can order stuff online. Well, yeah,
but like, that's the thing, though, is like, if it's not online or whatever.
Yeah, you gotta go
online. I don't know. I'm just playing. Listen, I'm just saying.
Don't go to jail because, you know,
Don't be silly on Black Friday. Just be calm, be cool, you know?
You do that on a Friday. Just remember, you staying in jail all week.
You know, and remember.
Until Monday. So.
You know, just, like, be cool about fire safety.
Be cool about fire safety. You suck.
anyway, you're
so funny.
Well, we're
next segment, babe.
We're about to wrap things up, our little ending segment here before we use our ending quote, is we're going to talk a little bit about football, and we're going to talk about the Minnesota Vikings this weekend. They're playing the Green Bay Packers in Minnesota. How's it going to go?
This weekend?
I don't know. Yeah, it's on Sunday.
Oh, are we going to your mom's house for Vikings Sunday?
We're gonna meet them there. I don't know if we're making anything or not, or if they're going to...
We can bring something. Probably.
I told her that, or she said they might pick up pizzas on the way home. I don't know.
Oh.
We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. We play it on the run, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's cool. Yeah. Well, how do you think you guys are going to do?
Let's think
of a previous Packer.
So like I looked today before I put in like the risk free same game parlay or whatever for Thursday Night Football, and like I think they have the Packers, but it's like the spread's only like a point and a half or something like that. Probably because like every game the Vikings play goes down to like the wire. I think outside of like maybe two games this year, it's been decided by like a field goal or less or something crazy stupid like that. So,
and it just pisses me off. And that's not even my team.
It's the worst part. Is like they'll go out there and they'll just beat up on teams and they're like
at the end.
And it's like, hey, you want to put them away? No.
See, and that's your thing. That's your problem. Putting teams away.
I know. It's frustrating.
That last game, y'all did great. And you let them come back and win. That makes
sense. No, we didn't. Our last game, we won. Yeah. Oh. Against the Chargers, we beat the Chargers.
What was that other game? It was the game before that.
It was the Ravens. Yeah, we played the Ravens.
Man, that pisses me off.
Like, yeah.
And I don't even like them.
I mean, yeah. Well.
And it's just like, for real? Really, y'all?
But yeah.
Really?
We'll see how it goes, you know, so. Who your Bears play this weekend?
I don't know. I'm tired of watching them. Like I said on Facebook last week, I am tired of watching them.
Well, the Bears
I love
didn't play
them,
last
so.
Week. Would have been the week before.
I mean, and I'm still tired. But I'm hoping they pull it off, whoever they play. I haven't checked.
The Lions? I don't know.
Well, that would be easy, I guess. That's a win. But no, we played the Lions already. I'm pretty sure we played them. I'm just, of course, I'm from Chicago.
Ooh, you guys
born
play
and
the
raised.
Ravens.
Ravens?
Yeah, you guys play the Ravens at home.
So
it's in Chicago.
It's in Chicago? Okay, so that gives us a better chance. Plus, also, they were playing you guys, and you could finish. I hope we finish. You know, we gotta, I see your face. We just have to be consistent. Like, Justin Fields, yes, get out of that pocket, baby. Like, run. Like, go. You know, so that's been working for him. So, Matt Nagy, I know you love freaking running a freaking offense and putting your two cents in. And sometimes you got to give control to your quarterback.
So, also, there's a big game on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
The 2-8 Western Illinois Leathernecks.
Yeah, you're right.
Up to Cedar Falls, Iowa, to play the Northern Iowa Panthers.
You and I, baby.
It is the Panthers, right?
Yes, it is the Panthers. How many times have you been to my hometown?
And, well, like 100 million. I didn't know if they were the Panthers or the Golden Panthers.
Don't you ever say you that know? Again. You and I Panthers with Farley head coach. Okay, my family went there. My mother went there, got her master's there. My uncles went there, played football, got their degrees there. Shout out to the UNI Panthers. Women's basketball also. Tanya Warren, head coach for the women's basketball. They're doing pretty good. Awesome. I love when I met her. Like, I wanted to be a ball girl so bad. I love basketball. So I was like, I want to get in where I fit in. You know? So shout out to them. Oh, I also during my internship after college, my undergrad, I did an internship with the athletic trainers as well as the strength and conditioning coach. So that was, man, that was fun. That was interesting. And I learned a lot from being there and doing things with them. And it was just awesome. So shout out to them, the whole organization. It's a great college, great town. CF, baby.
Not as good as West.
Oh my gosh. Yes, they are. But we've been to Cedar Falls at least maybe. We went to Cedar Falls the past week.
Like four times. Like four last times. Week. So, yeah.
And we were driving down Hudson Road. I'm sure y'all don't know what that is, but Hudson Road, my alma mater, Cedar Falls High School, okay, is building this bomb A facility. That's awesome. Like right behind. So you got school. New school. I don't know when it's going to be available, but it's going to be dope. So it's right next to, you got some upperclassmen townhouses. And then behind the UNI dome and, the McLeod Center and the women's and men's facility for basketball. I think of course they play volleyball there too. So that's going to be awesome. So I'm looking forward to seeing how beautiful that is. Last but not least, here we go. We're going to close it out. It's been 42 minutes. Here's the quote. Once you get attracted to someone's mind, you'll find beauty in everything that they do. Oh, that's deep, baby.
I like that.
Once you get attracted to someone's mind, you'll find beauty in everything that they do. Shout out to everybody at the Fitness Foundry that's came in, got memberships, personal training, day passes, vacation passes. It's just coming in like crazy. I appreciate you all. We are glad that you love our facility and it gives you everything you need to be better used. Thank you for listening to our podcast. This has been FFBU, Fitness Foundry Better You Podcast. I'm your girl, Jasmine Stower.
This has been Cam, y'all.
Y'all have a good night and be safe.